guys, it's Ahaj.
And it's Emily.
So, for our project, we decided to research the jobs of a veterinarian and an oncologist. In this podcast, we will be talking about the jobs of a veterinarian.
Well, first of all, what is a veterinarian? Well, veterinarians are doctors that are qualified to treat diseased or injured animals. They vaccinate, attend births, administer medicine, perform surgeries on animals, and they help prevent the spread of diseases to humans.
There are six different types of vets in the veterinarian field. The most common of these six veterinarians are the small animal practitioners. They are vets that treat any domestic animals such as cats and dogs, whereas exotic veterinarians are the ones that treat any domestic pet that isn't a cat or a dog. Large animal veterinarians treat livestock such as cows, goats, sheep, chickens, and pigs. An avian vet treats only birds, while an equine vet treats horses and donkeys. Lastly, there are wildlife veterinarians. They treat animals such as tigers, monkeys, and etc. These veterinarians can work at sanctuaries, wildlife rehabilitation centers, and zoological centers.
To become a veterinarian, you need to have a DVM, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine, or a VMD, Veterinary Medical Doctor. In high school or in college, you should study these subjects if you would like to become a veterinarian: biology, chemistry, physics, algebra, geometry, calculus, and, if possible, biotechnology.
Like any other job, there are pros and cons of being a veterinarian. First, we will start with the pros. As a veterinarian, job occupations are easily available. The job also pays well. With an average salary of about $59,000 to $88,000 annually, veterinarians can live a very comfortable life. Also, if you're a veterinarian, you are also less likely to be sued if something goes wrong compared to other doctors.
Well, with pros of a job come cons. To be a veterinarian, you have to attend many years of school, at least 8 years after you graduate high school. You will have to work with agitated animals that act just like stubborn toddlers when they have to go to the doctor, and that's not always the best. Also, you might need to work on Saturdays and be on call.
Overall, to become a veterinarian requires a lot of education, but in the end, it's all worth it. If you would like to be a veterinarian, you need patience, great communication skills, and of course, a love for animals. Tune in next time to listen to us talk about oncologists.
Thanks for listening!